70s, back when dinosaurs still roamed the earth. I'm speaking, of course, of the three great Alabama icons: George Wallace, Bear Bryant, and Ronnie Van Zandt. And Ronnie Van Zandt didn't come from Alabama. He came from Florida. But in the grand tradition of one of his favorite singers, Merle Haggard, writing Okie from Muskogee to tell his daddy's point of view about the hippies, even though he himself was somewhat a dope smoker, he decided that the other side of the story needed to be told. Back in 70, Lynyrd Skynyrd spent some time in my hometown recording the record that later became known as Lynyrd Skynyrd's First and Last. And they met some good people down in Alabama, or I guess to them up in Alabama. And he felt like that the songs Alabama and Southern Man needed to be answered from a Southern point of view, even though he himself and his old band have been huge Buffalo Springfield fans and have long been huge Neil Young fans. And legend has it that one day Neil Young was driving down the Santa Monica Freeway in one of his vintage cool cars, and he had the radio cranked up, and he heard this riff come on, and he reached over and he turned it up. And then he heard a Southern voice say, "Turn it up." So he reached over and he turned it up again. And he says, you know, about the second verse, he heard his name mentioned, and he said he even loved the song even more. And he wrote "Walk On" as a response, but soon he and Ronnie Van Zandt became really good buddies. And he wrote the song "Powder Finger" for Lynyrd Skynyrd to record. But unfortunately, on October 20th, 1977, fate intervened and it never happened. Now, Bear Bryant wore a cool-looking red checkered hat, and he won football games. And there's few things more loved in my home state than football and the men who know how to win at it. So when the Bear would come to town, there'd be a parade. And me, I was one of them pussy boys, because I hated football, and I didn't know how to play it very good. So therefore, I got my ass beat a whole lot, and I had to buy me a guitar. But a guitar was a poor substitute for the girls in my hometown for a football. So my band hit the road, and we didn't play no Skynyrd either. I came of age rebelling against the music of my high school parking lot. It wasn't until years later, after leaving the South for a while, that I became appreciative of the rock that was Lynyrd Skynyrd. I left the South, and I was stunned and amazed at how different people's perceptions of our people were from what I remembered in my childhood, which leads us to the part about George Wallace.
By that time, or the federal government. And in 1982,
2022, he won his last term in office with over 90% of the black vote. Such is the duality of the Southern. So this next song takes place down in hell on the day George Wallace died, as the devil does what any good Southern man would do when company's coming over to stay. He put a pot of turnip greens on the stove and he brewed up some good sweet tea. And he got prepared to welcome the new guest.